Exercise 2. Although you want to focus on the reader or listener, don't overuse or misuse the second person pronoun, you. Readers and listeners appreciate genuine interest. On the other hand, they feel bitter about obvious attempts at manipulation. The authors of some sales messages, for example, are guilty of overkill when they include you dozens of times in a direct mail promotion. What's more, the word can sometimes create the wrong impression. Consider this statement. You cannot return merchandise until you receive written approval. The word you appears twice, but the reader may feel signaled out for criticism. In the following version, the message is less personal and more positive. Customers may return merchandise with written approval.